In this bulletin, the National Cabinet to consider COVID-19 school safety measures. The World Health Organization rejects criticism. It failed to warn the global community of the virus. And the 2020 Tour de France rescheduled for August and September. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The issue of safety at Australian schools is taking priority at a National Cabinet meeting today. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is discussing measures with state and territory leaders in the first Cabinet meeting in a week. Mr. Morrison is concerned that keeping children at home during the COVID-19 pandemic will compromise the quality of their education. But Victoria's Education Minister James Molino says decisions will reflect the risk factors in each state.
If you cannot provide a home learning environment, then you can go to school and they can learn on site. That learning is exactly the same. So flexible and remote learning, whether you're on site at school, the small number, or whether you are at home, the learning is exactly the same.
New South Wales has recorded 11 new cases of coronavirus, taking the number of cases across the state to 2,897. No new deaths have been recorded in the past 24 hours, with the death toll remaining at 26. Of the 207 people being treated for COVID-19, 26 are in intensive care and 19 on ventilators. About five more residents tested positive at a Western Sydney aged care home where a sick employee continued to work. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the numbers are a positive sign.
Thank you for the people who've come forward to get tested. With more people tested, but the number of cases stable and going down is a positive sign. But it also means we have work to do in clamping down on that community-to-community transmission, which is what our health experts are keeping a very close watch on.
In Australia, 63 people have died from COVID-19 and there have been 6,400 infections. A Royal Commission into Australia's unprecedented bushfire season is underway. The Royal Commission into National Natural Disaster Arrangements is convening online in consideration of the coronavirus measures. Leaders will give advice on issues such as preparedness, resilience and recovery in anticipation for the next season. The six-month inquiry will deliver a final report by the end of August. The Black Summer bushfires in Australia killed 33 people, destroyed 3,000 homes, and burned through more than 10 million hectares of land. Overseas, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has ordered all New Yorkers to wear face coverings. The executive order requires residents to wear coverings while out on busy streets, on public transit, or in situations where they can't maintain an adequate social distance. The governor says the order will be in force from Friday.
If you are going to be in a situation in public where you may come into contact with other people in a situation that is not socially distanced, you must have a mask or a cloth covering nose and mouth.
The state recorded over 750 deaths on Tuesday, recording a total of more than 11,000 in just over a month. The 2020 Tour de France has been rescheduled for August and September. The cycling competition was initially due to take place from the 27th of June to the 19th of July. The rescheduling follows orders by the French President Emmanuel Macron that no public event would happen in the country until mid-July. The competition is now set to take place from the 29th of August to the 20th of September. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy and 25. Adelaide, a possible morning shower, 20. Melbourne, a shower or two, 21 degrees. Similar in Hobart, a top of 18. Windy and mostly sunny in Canberra, 24. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 29. Sydney, mostly sunny and 31. Newcastle, windy and mostly sunny, 31. Brisbane, a sunny day, 29. Cairns, a shower or two, 30. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.